Oh, this might be my favorite one.
This is awesome.
The color's amazing, right?
It's like mint. Would you call it pistachio?
Yeah.
This is Colonial White. I don't know what the green is. It might be pistachio. I don't know. Seatbelts, because I remember I was a kid, in 64 became mandatory.
I'm Shayla Tu, and this is Two for Two, presented by the Ackland Art Museum, a two-minute weekly discovery of our amazing region.
Turn on your ears. Do you recognize this voice?
So if you're tired of hearing no, come to Marc Jacobson Toyota, where we say yes.
You've seen Marc Jacobson's TV commercials for new and pre-owned vehicles. He also collects classic cars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
We are Marc Jacobson's Dream Machines, which is on top of his pre-owned Toyota store indoor showroom. I oversee the collection of Marc's privately owned classic cars. We have about 28 of them right now.
John is showing us around. Marc comes from humble beginnings.
People think that he is been rich all his life, and that's farthest from the truth. When he and his wife were first married, they were in a tiny little apartment in New York. Paycheck to paycheck.
He went through several jobs that he did not love.
The job bounced around, couldn't find anything he liked to do. He worked for a couple days and quit. And he made his way into a car dealership one day, the Lincoln dealership.
In the 50s, car makers were inspired by the space program, included aggressive lines in their car designs.
It's a Pontiac Bonneville fuel injection convertible from 1957. They made 630,
wow.
One for each Pontiac dealer in the country. And that's it.
Two for Two is presented by the Ackland Art Museum. Join me next Friday right here on the Hill for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best kept secrets in our area. The Ackland Art Museum is your local museum with a global outlook. Look close and think far at their world-class collection and special exhibitions. Until the next two.